Here's a thought about GPS EXIF data. I figured out a while back that I can connect my camera to my cell phone using Bluetooth in such a way that each image I photograph records the GPS information from my cell phone onto the EXIF data of the image file. Pretty slick. That way I've got a location for every time I click the shutter. And I've used this for mostly this entire trip I'm on in order to capture all the GPS data without having to think about it or do anything other than click the shutter. However, like so many good ideas, there's a little bit of a fly in the ointment, and that is that somehow connecting my camera to my phone via Bluetooth is just chewing up batteries like crazy. My typical day out photographing, I'll go through a battery and maybe another half a battery if I'm really photographing intently. But on this trip, I'm going through 3 or 4 batteries a day, and I'm pretty convinced it's because the Bluetooth connection is draining the camera battery somehow. So, a good idea, but I don't have enough batteries to keep it up. Even worse, I've come to realize I never used that data, not even once. So having the GPS coordinates of where I've made a photograph is a pretty neat trick, but a useless one. I can't think of a single experience that I've had where I need to know the GPS coordinates of where I was. As a matter of fact, for my kind of photography, most of the time, it doesn't make any difference where I am. I talked about that a few days ago in Here's a Thought titled, Where Was the Mona Lisa Painted? Location is just not a factor in so much of my photography. So I've stopped using the GPS data, and I haven't missed it a bit. I have no doubt that for many of you, it's essential, and you love having the GPS data, and it's useful to you. But not for me. And I realize this is one of those examples, and I probably could think of many of them, where the engineers of the camera and technology and equipment that we use have come up with a pretty slick idea, except for the fact that it's not anything we need, and sometimes even has a negative consequence, like draining the camera battery so much faster that I'm having to pay more attention and maybe even buy more batteries. Rather than buy more batteries, I'm just turning off the Bluetooth, and I can live without it.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.